Time for another Piano Puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, friend.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which he then rewrites in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who has two jobs. One is to name the hidden tune. The other is to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Dan Larkin is on the phone from Windsor, California. Dan, welcome.
Hello. Nice to hear from you, Fred.
Oh, good to have you on the show. Where is Windsor?
Well, Windsor is in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco, and we're about 10 miles north of the town of Santa Rosa.
Ah, so do you have grapes growing all around you, wine grapes?
Oh, yes, lots of them. Yeah,
ah.
The vines are all up now.
And what's your musical background?
Well, I played flute and trombone since the fifth grade and played in various bands, and now I'm a band and music teacher in Rohnert Park, California.
Oh, that's great. Flute and trombone, that seems like an odd double.
Well, it was a time when I picked up flute when I was trying to practice my trombone, and the neighbors kept calling the police, so I figured it was time to get a quieter instrument. But it's been nice having both of them work together.
That's great. And for a band teacher, it's great to have a variety of stuff that you know how to play yourself, too, of course.
Yes.
Well, Dan, Bruce is going to play his Piano Puzzler for you. Your job will be to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay, Dan, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. So, Dan, what did you hear in this week's Piano Puzzler?
Well, I heard several things. I thought I caught a tune at the beginning, and I was about to settle on that, and then I started hearing other things. But I think the tune is Tomorrow from Annie.
That's right.
Okay. It's really delightful to hear what Bruce does with it.
I know. That was kind of amazing.
Right.
So, we know the tune, Tomorrow, from the musical Annie.
Right.
And who's the composer, do you think, whose style Bruce was mimicking there?
Well, I'd have to say, my first impression is Mozart. There's just something in the feel of it, and I've been listening to a fair amount of Mozart lately.
Very, very close. Very close.
Okay, very close?
Yeah. You're in the right ballpark. Let me play one passage where what's going on in the bass is not very Mozartian. That thing and this.
Well, that would make me think of Beethoven.
Yes, exactly.
Aha, Ludwig von Beethoven. If Ludwig had written Annie.
Yes, which is an incredible thing to even consider.
So Tomorrow, the song Tomorrow from the musical Annie in the style of Ludwig van Beethoven. Now, Bruce, how did you weave these two together?
Well, you know, the thing is, the opening of this puzzler. The silence is the whole thing, and this too. This is a Beethoven sonata. It's from the Rondo, Opus 10, number 3. And the motif, the rhythmic motif of that movement is dat-di-dum. So I took, and I just was able to put Tomorrow, which has da-da-da, all over the place.
With the emphasis on the middle syllable.
Yes, tomorrow, tomorrow. The Beethoven. So it is kind of funny that they fit together.
So Tomorrow in the style of Ludwig van Beethoven, and in specific, quoting from the Rondo movement from his Sonata Opus 10, number 3. Now that we know all of this, Bruce, can we hear this piano puzzler one more time?
Yes.
Picturing a little girl with a big frizzy head of red hair trying to sing to that Beethoven rondo.
Yeah. Well, you know, the erratic, also the back and forth nature and the quiet and the sudden stops is also very, very Beethoven.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Yes.
But I'm down tomorrow.
That's right.
So tomorrow from the musical Annie in the style of Beethoven with some quotes from the Rondo movement from Beethoven's Sonata, Opus 10, number 3. Well, Dan, well done. You got Beethoven and you recognized the tune tomorrow. You nailed the piano puzzler this week.
Well, it's been a lot of fun and we enjoy your show every week.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. And Dan, for playing our piano puzzler, we'll send you a recording of a classic puzzler and an autographed copy of the score, the music to that classic piano puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Wonderful.
Dan, what's your public radio station?
Our station that we listen on is KRCB, which is based in Rohnert Park and broadcasts all over Sonoma County.
Terrific classical music station, KRCB. Dan Larkin from Windsor, California, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.